There are few dates as ingrained in the national psyche as April 15th, the deadline for sending in your federal income tax returns, or at least some explanation as to when the government can expect to hear from you. The extension form is number 4868, by the way. But while the population continues to grow and the tax laws become more complicated, there are fewer people at the Internal Revenue Service to handle the workload. Over the past dozen years, the IRS staff has shrunk by about 20%, falling prey to budget cuts that have hindered their capacity to track down and investigate scofflaws. Charles Rosati is a former commissioner of the IRS, and he joins us on the line from his home in Maryland. Mr. Rosati, welcome.
Glad to be here.
How much tax revenue do you think the federal government is losing each year because of shortfalls in IRS resources and staff?
Well, the total amount that's not paid that should be is, you know, if you want to use a round number, about $300 billion a year.
$300 billion would go toward settling up the deficit, I would think.
If you could collect it all.
Are fewer people paying taxes?
We don't know exactly. If you just go by what people will tell you in a survey, believe it or not, there's about 15 to 20% of the people that will flatly say they're not going to pay everything. There's about 4 million people that will say to you openly they'll cheat as much as they can get away with. And even if you just took those, the IRS doesn't have anywhere near the capacity to even deal with the most obvious cheaters.
Now, you wrote a letter recently to the Senate in which you said that tax shelters need to be eliminated. Is it that you think they're being abused? What kinds of things do you think are being abused?
Well, there are a whole variety of ways that people avoid paying tax. These kind of tax shelters try to take advantage of various complexities in the tax law to generate what seem to be normal business investments, but in fact really just create artificial losses that they can then use to shelter regular income, effectively just avoiding paying taxes through a manipulation of the law.
You also addressed the earned income tax credit for the working poor. Is abuse of this program a big problem?
That's a problem, at the lower end of the spectrum. Although it's a very worthy program to supplement the income of the working poor, about 25% of the dollars in that program are just sent out incorrectly. You can't just keep sending them out to anybody that sends in a form. If you were to take a program like food stamps, for example, or any of the other programs that send out money, they spend considerable money to administer it to make sure that people that aren't supposed to get it don't get it. And even then, they have error rates.
Somehow in the late 90s, public animosity toward IRS practices seemed to reach critical mass.
They did.
And the Congress passed the Restructuring and Reform Act, which became law in 1998. Did that legislation improve things?
I think that you're absolutely right. I mean, at the time that I took office, I think that the survey showed that the public's rating of the IRS was really at an extremely low level, which is really a major problem because the IRS deals with more people than any other agency in the country.
The IRS and the Department of Motor Vehicles, that's where every American runs into the government.
Exactly. And so to have an agency which really was just not providing the reasonable service for routine transactions was not acceptable. And people complained bitterly, and they had a right to. A lot of that has been changed. The service has still got room for improvement.
If you could grab Congress by the collar and make them pass one thing, what would it be? I mean, what legislatively would help now?
I said it in my letter. I think that the one single thing would be to pass that amendment that the Senate has already passed outlawing tax shelters. But then, you know, you also need the resources for the IRS, both for the computers and for the staff. You need to build it back a little bit.
Bottom line, if I cheat on my taxes, which, of course, I would never do.
Right, and most people don't.
What are the chances that the IRS would catch me?
Well, it depends on how you do it. You know, I'm not really going to get into here what's the easiest, the best way to, you know, get away with it.
Oh, come on.
I don't think that former IRS commissioner would be helpful to the public to do that.
Charles Rosati is the former commissioner of the IRS. He joined us on the telephone from his home in Maryland. Mr. Rosati, thank you so much.